Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to episode 144 of the One Perspective to Another podcast. I am your humble and gracious host, A.Dot Sanders, here. Try to make this an evergreen episode. But just to get it out the way, happy Father's Day to all the people out there. Happy Father's Day to the people who are fatherless, who are stepfathers, who are everything and anything in between, who got to manage responsibilities, to the men who stepped up and became fathers. Like, it's not enough to just get a fucking beer on today and then just get celebrated. Like, it plays into a bigger picture of what I see was going on with the world, but it's like, it's not balanced at all. It's good men out there who do a lot of good work, not only for their families, but for everybody. And they need more than just a day. The same thing that I say about Mother's Day. Like, it's good people, not everybody. And I don't mean everybody, because it's some shitty ass people. Ain't got nothing to do with whether you a man or a woman. It's just shitty ass people. But I don't want to get on a negative note. I want to celebrate and give full blessings and love and respect to all the fathers out there. And also, happy Juneteenth this weekend. Dating myself, but we're going to keep it evergreen after this. Shout out to Lake Mary for being town business like no other. If you know, you know. There's a lot of people out there, mask off, playing that Future mask off song in the car. Outside is open. Streets is open. Skins is out. Sundresses is out. They got to do what they got to do, man. They've been cooped up for a year and a half plus, and they got to get out there in them streets. What better day than Juneteenth to get out there? Beautiful to see celebration, but not so beautiful to see all the other stuff. But, yeah, just wanted to get that out the way. Shout and salute to everybody who's been out there just living life again, getting back to the hustle and bustle, working, playtime, traveling, vacation time, summertime, hot as fuck out here in the Bay, 108 degrees in some places, and it's 79 in Pacifica. That's how we like it out here in California. But without further ado, this episode is going to be talking about just some questions that I have in general, but evergreen mostly towards the fact of people and communication and understanding how it really works. We're coming out of a time where people have been cooped up with one another, and you'd think that if you've been cooped up with somebody for so long that your communication would be at an all-time high, but that is not the case. I don't know why this happens. I don't know why people allow it to happen, even if it's in a friendship, a relationship, a family, whatever the case may be. Sometimes it's not always worth it to even have those conversations, because you know that those people are not going to be receptive to the needs and the wants of, not even wants, but respect that you want or desire or need, not even need or required of you. There's a certain level of respect with communication in people. And I just want to talk about that for a second, because it's the same shit over and over again all the time. And yeah, I understand, like, mental health is becoming a forefront and shit now. But, like, the real thing that I want to say is the only reason why people go to therapy, mostly, like, couples therapy and, like, just people, friends and shit, is because they can't communicate openly with one another. That's why I say, like, with situational awareness, knowing when to do what and how to do it at a moment's notice. Because if you say you in a relationship and your girl come home crying to you about something, like, there should be like a flip of a switch or like something that alerts you and tells you, like, oh, there's a problem. Oh, there's something that's not normal going on. But for some people, there's no trigger in that sense. Not even if she comes home crying, but you just she comes home and she's not her normal, like, baseline of herself. She, and it's something off, and you can clearly see that. But I don't know if it's an emotional intelligence thing. I don't know if it's a man thing. Maybe if it's a woman thing, it's different. But just like in understanding people, if somebody is off their baseline, if you care about them, or if you're in a relationship, you want them to always be content. You don't want them to, you don't control their happiness and all that shit, but you are required to understand why they are not at their baseline. So if she comes home and she's not on her baseline and you just sit there, like, that's a problem. And I'm not saying it for it to be a man versus woman thing. It's vice versa too. If your man comes home and he's not on his baseline and something's off, it's required of you to figure out why you're not on your baseline. And that ain't got nothing to do with, like, oh, I need to give him some space. Oh, I need to, he volatile and he getting angry. Because the shit flips way too much when it's men versus women. We got to remember that we are people. And if this is your person, this is your family member, all that shit goes out the window. Figure out why, what, who, whatever the problem is. Get to that baseline. Ask those questions. People are so afraid to ask questions. And then I know somebody going to say, well, what about if they lash out on me? If you know your person, or whoever your friend is, whoever your boyfriend, wife, husband, whatever you want to call it, you know what to do and what to say to figure out the why. That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't communicate anymore. You should have a safe space or a safe word or whatever, safe phrase to say to that person, be like, hey, It's fucking pineapples. What's going on? Why are you so off today? Give them permission to be able to be free with you, because there's different tiers of living. There's the outside world and, like, seeing shit that's going on in the world. And there's where you come home and then you're at peace. And then there's dealing with kids. There's dealing with children. There's dealing with work. Like, it's so many different realms of being human that we just take for granted. And I'll say too, like, living in that and being aware of all those moments can be daunting. That's what mental health really is understanding that there are so many different variables in being human and trying to be your best and trying to do what's right and trying to be a human being for the rest of the world, for your family, for your kids, for your friends. It's taxing and it's exhausting. And the situational awareness part about it is understanding what makes these situations vary? What makes them highs and lows? What makes them not able to be fixed? So, like, going back to what I said earlier, your significant other comes home and you see that something's clearly wrong. You just don't let it sit, bro. You don't let it fester. Shit, because it may be about you. You never know, because you never ask no questions. And then for the woman side of it, it's going to be like, oh, well, I've been telling him signs for the past 6 months. But from him, he ain't said, from his perspective, she has literally said not one word about anything. It's been the emotional aspect of taking herself away and all this and all that. Like, a man's not going to be receptive to that. And same thing vice versa for a man to a woman. Like, he's not going to be understanding to you saying things that don't make any sense. So when you come home and something is off, you need to communicate in the best way that your partner or your friend understands. Your family member, the way that they understand. You've been around these people for a long time now. You've been around these people, even if you've been in COVID together, you've been around them. You know their clicks, you know their quirks, you know what makes them ticks. You know what buttons to press to fuck with them for no reason. Like, we act like we don't know these things, but we gotta go to therapy to be in a safe space to have a conversation that's unbiased. I understand, like, for certain individuals, yes, that therapy is much needed because they're just so far gone. But if you're in the beginning stages and you have the ability to make this stable foundation of communication with one another, like, because me just living my life, I've realized a lot of people just do dumb shit for dumb fucking reasons. There's no rhyme or reason to their logic. They just do it because they can. But that's the thing too, they don't understand the what is it, the ramifications of actions. The great saying, every action has an opposite or equal reaction. And it's for sometimes people trying to be funny, not knowing any better, for whatever the reason that they say or do that dumb shit, like it's irritating, it's infuriating. But from the other side, it's probably just another day, another fun tactic or some shit. People who fuck with people who manipulate, like understanding all that shit in the world. It's really intoxicating to some people, I guess you could say. But I don't know. It's just a reminder that even while you in this real world or you in social media, even your actions on social media may be the most biggest shit in the world. It's really nothing. But it's something. But if you understand what I'm saying, then you know. But your actions still matter in what you do in this world. Your actions still matter. So, going in reverse again. So, if your friend, person, wife, child comes home and they are not on their baseline, your action and how you treat them sets the tone going forward in your relationship. Don't let, I know the old school saying is for like relationships being married and shit, like never go to bed angry at one another. Like, solve that shit. Like, you gotta be in it to win it with people. You gotta to realize that, like, at the baseline, no matter what happens at the end of the day, like, this fight is for us, this fight is for me and you, this fight is because we are connected, because you are my friend, you are my whatever. Stop throwing shit away because you don't want to fight. And if you don't want to fight, don't be a bitch about it and just tell somebody that you don't want to fight no more. This isn't good for me. I'm doing nothing but holding you back. But that's a whole nother topic. Like, who's going to have the self-esteem to tell somebody, like, hey, I'm not good for you? That's where you got to have your own situational awareness and realize, like, hey, this isn't working out for me because you're a poodle and you can't tell me that you're shit and you're affecting my life in a negative way. But this is for the healthy aspect of it. Because if you're on the opposite end and you can't do these things and you can't say those things, or you're in a toxic relationship, or you're fucking have toxic family members, and that's when you go to therapy. That's when you get a person that's your lifeline or your anchor to help support you in these kind of situations. Because like I said earlier, it's so many different ways of living, and not everybody is capable of correct communication. I talk about correct communication, but how many of us really do correct communication? How many of us really have the confidence and self-esteem to tell somebody something bad or something good without beating around the bush or making it sound worse than it is? Like, and the people who are receptive to it, they're probably going to get angry about it and think that you're trying to battle them for no reason. But that's not the case. It's just about improvement. But I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe I see communication as the end-all, be-all, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's fucking something else. I don't know. But that's just my perspective on it. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the questions, but I just feel that communication in these times would help out a tremendous amount, especially with everybody going back outside in the world and people still struggling, people still doing things backwards, people still trying to get money. And then you got the opposite spectrum of people who've been fucking balling out during this fucking COVID shit. And it's like, we got to meet in the middle with everybody. We have to meet in the middle with everybody. I don't want people to not understand that we're all different and we require different things, but it's still okay to communicate the differences that you need from somebody. Because I get it. I understand it. I know it's hard sometimes being human. But at the end of the day, we just got to do our best and communicate our best and put one brick down every day in our foundation and just keep building up to be better humans, better parents, better friends, better lovers, better fucking superstars, millionaires, whatever the case may be. But with that being said, that's just my thought on just a communication little powwow check-in, man. Just make sure that you talk. Make sure that you communicate. Don't keep shit inside. Tell people how you feel. Tell people what you need. Tell people what you want. Don't be behind the scenes asking somebody else when you can ask the person who you are asking these questions about. Be precise. Be move with precision. Don't waste your time asking questions that you already know the answers to. Just ask the right questions at the right time to the right people. And if you don't get your answers, that's fine. Then you have your answer too. I know this is really Rubik's Cube-like kind of way to talk, but that situational awareness, if you know, you know. Like, if you know that that person is not going to be receptive to it, you can try. And then they say no. You did what you had to do. Kick rocks. Move on about your life. Don't waste time trying to figure out the whys of shit that you already know. But with that being said, as always, it's just my perspective. Shout out and salute to everybody who's been listening, going along on this ride of my randomness, my quotes, my opta. Shout out to the new supporters. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening to the randomness of my mind throughout these past 3 years. But this is the Opta Podcast, and we will catch you on the flip side, and I am out.